Kelly, what's a setting the bar story?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in today.
Yeah, I mean, batteries are a part of our life, right? I mean, we use batteries for everything from...
Lots of different kinds of batteries.
Yeah, lots of different kinds of batteries. You know, every now and then you might, play a little prank and do the, like, with the 9-volt battery, like, stick it on your tongue just to get, like, a little... Zzz, you know, like, a little jolt. Have you ever done that?
Don't do that.
No? Never done that? Okay.
No.
This is an example of how not to use them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And to give you a quick tease, we're going to find out this. We found this study thanks to the medical journal Urology case.
Oh, no.
So if
No.
Here we go.
No.
If you can manage to make it through the day without shoving a battery in your penis, then you're doing okay.
Oh, God. I don't have one of those, but I can just imagine.
Yeah, this was...
Why?
This was documented in the medical journal Urology Case Reports, and...
Why?
There was a man who came in who had a battery lodged in his urethra.
Did he try to tell them that he slipped and fell and oopsies? Is that what he tried to tell him?
they don't get into...
I was
into...
walking in the kitchen, and then I fell, and then, oh, no, look what happened.
So they don't get into why it found its way there.
Oh, wow.
Let's just say it came out, but they had to have surgery to get it out.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey there.
And he was on a 3-week observation period, and a 6-month checkup revealed that he has completely recovered.
Oh, that's good news.
Again, we don't know.
That's good news. But did he learn his lesson? That's the other part of the question. Did he learn his lesson?
At least for 6 months he did.
Okay.
You know.
Alrighty. That's not where that goes. That's not going to power anything.
By the way, I know you're wondering, it was a AA battery.
AA?
So I'm thinking, okay, maybe a triple A.
Those are fatter than triple A.
I know. Mm. How painful would that be?
Gosh, no. No.
And how, oh my gosh. Okay,
no.
sorry. We're going to go down a weird wormhole of how.
No,
if
I know.
We let our brain go to it.
Because we all have a very vivid picture in our head right now. Thank you, sir. Very vivid. Even those of us that don't have that body part, still cringing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's, you know, 25 out of 10 on a cringeworthy scale, sir.
Yeah, he's trying to plug himself in for something, or get himself ready for something in the wrong way. So, again.
I don't understand the mental path that person took to get there.
Yeah, and probably
I don't understand
it. It probably wasn't successful the first time he tried it.
Oh. At first you don't succeed, try again.
Yeah. So again, didn't think I'd have to say this sentence, but if you can manage to make it through the day without shoving a battery where the sun don't shine, then you're doing okay.
Yeah, there's a reason why there are instructions on how to cook Pop-Tarts, including take them out of the pouch.
Are we going to see on a packet of Duracell batteries, do not
Maybe.
Shove in penis?
Oh, God.
Is that going to be a warning?
Because they didn't have the warning.
That's probably it.
Okay.
Wow.